Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, marking 47 years of commitment to operating the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $84.63 per barrel to $81.60 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $80.76 per barrel to $76.96 per barrel. Between managing school, sports, and family travel, it can be difficult for teens to make time for a part-time job. So, some teens in Anchorage are earning cash working odd jobs instead, and they have their own local Facebook group dedicated to expanding the teen job market. A few teens say they're learning new skills and have built a strong work ethic through working odd jobs. 17-year-old Micah McKee is detailing a black Honda. Inside, the car is blanketed in crumbs, mud is splashed on the door, and a layer of dust is on the dash.
All the supplies is over there.
This isn't McKee's first job of the day. She babysat 4 hours earlier and has several more jobs lined up this week. McKee has been working since she was 10. She's done almost any odd job you can think of, from painting a house to shoveling snow, but her favorite is pet sitting. She says she makes at least $1,000 each month and sometimes earns that much in a week.
Personally, I don't like asking my mom for money, so like, if I want to go do something, it's time to get to working.
McKee has tried a more traditional job. Last year, she got a part-time job in retail while still booking side work. After that, she worked at a childcare center for a couple months. But she says regular work didn't suit her. She wanted more flexibility, so she quit to devote herself to odd jobs.
Out of everything I've ever done, these are like the easiest while still like being challenging because you're working for people, you're setting your own standards, setting your own prices, which really awkward to talk to people about. It's probably my least favorite topic.
McKee finds customers through a Facebook group called Alaska Teens for Hire. It's a hub for 13 to 19 year olds looking for work and for adults needing odd jobs done. Jenny Finch is an administrator for the group. She says the teens who post are willing to do just about anything for some cash.
Yard work, dog poop, scooping, and, you know, all the yucky stuff that nobody wants to do on their own.
Finch says the majority of teens get paid more than minimum wage. A typical recent job posting offers $40 for moving 4 tires from the back of a car into storage, and a different post offers $15 an hour for weeding a garden. Finch says safety is a top priority of the group. You have to answer a set of questions to join, and she says the group's administrators screen each profile. Admins screen job postings, too, to make sure the jobs aren't dangerous and comply with child labor laws. She says feedback from group members has been overwhelmingly positive.
People really appreciate, like, what we're doing. Like, they'll give the kids great reviews, and they kind of see, like, we're helping them grow into, you know, the next generation to essentially run the world.
The most popular postings in the summer are for yard work. 16-year-old Oliver Cassarella has a list of lawns he mows each week. He says most of his customers are elders or single moms who juggle multiple kids. He appreciates being able to set his own schedule.
It makes it so much easier for like hanging out with like friends and social life and stuff.
He isn't in the Facebook group. Instead, he sends a neighborhood-wide email asking if anyone has work for him. If he gets an email back, he finds a gap in his schedule to get the job done. Cassarella doesn't set his prices. Instead, he lets customers decide what's reasonable. He says it's always worked out in his favor.
One person said, "I can never pay you enough for the gratitude we have for you helping us." So that's really nice of them.
He doesn't know what his future career will be, but he says he won't be doing odd jobs forever. But McKee doesn't plan to stop doing odd jobs anytime soon. She says the flexibility would be hard to give up, and she looks forward to seeing her customers each week. If she were to move or pursue college, she says she'd still do odd jobs.
I do think that, like, if I do decide not to go to college,
I'll probably try and do a little side business. And then, like, at some point, if the whole side thing isn't working out anymore at, like, a certain point, I'll obviously get, like, a regular job.
McKee finishes clearing out all the junk of the car, random papers, clothing, and coins. After she finishes this vehicle, she has several more cars to detail. After that, she has a babysitting gig and then a dog-sitting job she's looking forward to. Reporting in Anchorage for the Alaska Economic Report, I'm Ava White.